Here's the grave of Percy Bysshe Shelley. I'll read it for you. Corcordium natus quater Augustus 1792 obit optus Juli 1822. Nothing of him that doth fade, but doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. So that quotation is from a song in The Tempest by William Shakespeare, Corcordium, the heart of hearts. So then he drowned off Livorno on that date. His body wasn't washed up for a fortnight, and it was distended beyond recognition. Someone said it could have been the body of a sheep, recognised by the clothes, and actually a volume of Keats's verse in the pocket. And according to the sanitary regulations, had to be cremated on the beach there at Viareggio. And there's that famous painting of it. Anyway, and then who was it? Was it Leigh Hunt snatched the heart from the embers? The heart was brought back, is buried in his wife's family tomb at Bournemouth. His ashes interred here, were initially interred somewhere else. This is the non-Catholic cemetery in Rome. They were always interred in this cemetery, but not this exact spot. And then they were reburied here a little bit later. But interesting, beside him is his friend Edward Trelawney, who I think he'd known at University College Oxford, who outlived him by many years. And Trelawney purchased the plot beside him to make sure he's buried there. Anyway, look at the wonderful funerary monuments. Look at this nude angel with this flaming torch. Flame is stale, flaming though it's down low. There are many Germans, Danes, Norwegians here. Even a former Indian ambassador to the Italian Republic is buried here. Look at that in marble, okay? Another nude angel. And then that eternal flame above. So here are some of the walls of Rome, but that's from towards the late Roman period. And beside him is Edward J. Trelawney. Okay, and then he lived on to be quite an old man. Died 88, was very, very old in those days. These two are friends whose lives were undivided. So let their memory be now that they have glided under the grave. Let not their bones be parted, for the two hearts in life were single-hearted. Okay, so they could be united in death. And someone asked me, so was it a gay relationship? No, I mean, there's no suggestion that Shelley was homosexual. Although Shelley was radical on every issue, he doesn't seem to even mention the homosexual issue. So whether he was for legalization or equality, anything like that, I mean, that would have been far, far ahead of its time. So there he is lying for all eternity. It's hard to believe. All that's mortal of him is like 6 feet below me. This is as close to him as I'll ever, ever be. So he was a real person, is just as human and just as alive as I am.